The trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin continues in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and the jury in the case is hearing a lot about the use of force by police. Chauvin is known to have kept his knee on the neck of George Floyd for more than 9 minutes in May 2020, while the detained man stopped breathing and died. The neck is the part of the body between the head and the body. The former police officer is being charged with murder and manslaughter, a less serious crime related to causing the death of another person. The Minneapolis police chief, Madeira Arredondo, answered lawyers' questions on Monday during the trial. Soon after Floyd died in police custody last year, Arredondo called what happened murder. During the trial on Monday, Arredondo said what Chauvin did to Floyd was in no way part of his department's training. Arredondo has said Chauvin broke the rules during his arrest of Floyd, who was accused of trying to use false money at a store. On Monday, Arredondo listed a number of things Chauvin did wrong while arresting Floyd. He said Chauvin should have eased pressure on Floyd sooner. He said Chauvin used too much pressure on Floyd's neck. He also did not try to help Floyd when it seemed like he was not breathing. And he did not follow the police department's rules to try to ease the worry in a difficult situation. That action is not de-escalation, he said. Earlier in the trial, a doctor said Floyd most likely died because his heart stopped from a lack of oxygen. Here are some of the important questions that came up on Monday. The police department permits restraint of a person's neck. One is called a conscious restraint, and another is an unconscious restraint. One is supposed to give a police officer control of someone who is fighting against them. The other is supposed to make the person go to sleep or lose consciousness. In both cases, the pressure is supposed to be reduced if the person is having trouble breathing. Floyd said he could not breathe many times based on videos recorded by people watching the incident. Chauvin's lawyer is Eric Nelson. Nelson provided a document to the court that showed a trainer kneeling on the neck of someone being arrested. The documents were part of a guide given to police officers. However, other officers said that Chauvin kept his knee on Floyd's neck for too long, especially after he lost consciousness. People who are trained in the restraint used on Floyd, known as a chokehold, say it is easy for the move to go wrong. Jack Ryan is a lawyer and a former police officer who knows about chokeholds. He said it is easy to make a mistake and make it hard for a person to breathe. Another expert said the move requires a lot of training and precision, and that it is easy to lose the skill without additional training. Some people who saw what happened said it looked like Chauvin put his full weight on Floyd. But Chauvin's lawyer pointed out that a doctor who saw Floyd after he died said there was not tissue damage or injuries to his neck. I'm Dan Friedel.